Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Thursday. It is 6-6-24. Howdy.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Well, here we go again.
Oh, what now?
I was driving in this morning, and I saw everywhere. I mean, it was like very noticeable. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I heard the story about it. The Lime scooters are back.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And, man, they are out in full force. And they're just like, you know, we're driving through downtown. Just a ton of them. I mean, and they stand out after you don't see them for a while. And then all of a sudden they're back. And then I'm driving down, and just before I turn to come here, there's like, I want to say 15 of them.
Okay.
Like, you know how they line them up super nice and everything?
Yes, especially, you know, when they're first getting back out there. Yeah, they're very organized.
It's very cool.
I saw them yesterday on the new Post Street Bridge, which, by the way, that thing is wild.
I heard good things about it. Did you go across it?
Well, first of all, I didn't think you could drive on it.
Yeah, one lane, right?
The way it looks like you can't drive on it.
Well, it looks like it has planters in the middle of it or something.
It just looks like it's for people.
Yeah, it does look weird, yeah.
But, yeah, you can go one way like you've always been able to go.
Yeah, and there's just one lane?
And just drive through there very slow and cautiously between the planters.
Well, you don't have to, like, you're not like, swerving in and out like cones,
no,
right?
No, it's kind of a straight line. Okay. But I did not go that way. I was going the opposite way, so I could not turn onto it. But I did get a chance to take a look at it and went, oh, that's nice. My son used it yesterday with my granddaughter. They walked to the park.
He said, nice.
That is so much better. And I'm like, I told you, dude, it's a game changer.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so it's back open, so that's nice. He did say that.
Very nice.
he said, you know how, like when there's a new house in the neighborhood, remember how that used to be in our neighborhood where they were still building houses?
Okay.
And all the people who lived around there would kind of walk around and look at you, Jay. This has happened, right?
Would look at your new house,
like because the house that's being built.
Yeah, they're kind of
go, oh, yeah, they gawk in there and they're gawking at it. Yeah. He said that's basically what the homeless people were doing. They were all scoping it out, trying to see if there was good places to sleep. And I was like, oh, no.
Well, it's historic, so yeah. I mean, what do you expect? Is it? Do you drive right down the middle? The middle is the traffic lane?
That is
correct. Then it literally looks, I don't know what those are. Does it look like planters to you?
Kind of. They're big orange things, man.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to assume they have plants in them. I didn't get to see it close enough.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, good for them. So, yeah, so I was driving and I see this like 15 of them in a row and like literally looked away for 1 second. There might have been a guy standing there. And when I said there might have been, there was a guy standing there. And next thing I know, they're all laying down.
He knocked them all over?
I think he just tipped them over. And I was like,
like on purpose?
what would your guess be?
Well, I mean, if he was trying to get one.
He wasn't getting one. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
Why?
This is why we can't have nice things.
I don't like
that.
See, I don't. Just stop ruining stuff. Look, we both just told stories about neat things that are back in Spokane.
Yeah, let's go.
Lime scooters are back. Post Street Bridge is back. And I told the story about homeless people finding a place to call their own and guys tipping them over.
That's why we can't have nice things.
So true. Steve, you gotta love scooters. You're the right age.
He's afraid of everything. He's not riding a scooter.
Well, if I got the knee pads.
And a helmet.
Yeah.
Which I think you're supposed to have. And I I know I've ridden the scooters multiple times, and of course I've always had the helmet and the knee pads and the elbow pads and the wrist guards. I think don't they? Isn't that a thing? Wrist guards? I think that is
probably.
Sure. Yeah, I've made sure I've done that.
Got to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel like there's a bit of a underlying
sarcasm?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
Okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If either candidate starts doing a lot of cool card tricks, they're getting my vote.
Dear, that's going to be the determining factor.
Just that easy.
Not worried about the politics part of it. You just want cool card tricks.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
So Dr. Grumman's for president?
100%.
Yeah.
Probably too young, though.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin, how the heck are you, man?
Howdy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, sorry, Steve.
You ever do the thing where you feel like you're going the wrong way? Like maybe
in life?
like traveling. Like where you're on the freeway and you look and you go, man, there's like 8 cars over here and there's 75,000 cars on the other side.
Man, that's a great feeling.
You know what I mean? But you kind of go, oh man, I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah, where's everybody
sometimes
going?
Sometimes I get that here at my house where I'll leave and I'll be going somewhere and everyone's leaving the arena.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah. Or the right way, depending on how you look at it.
Depending on how you look at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly. You just, you know, you're zagging while they're zigging.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Last night, I went to a meeting in Post Falls for a wedding
next
week.
That's in Idaho.
And I get ready to leave, and I am leaving right as the night market is starting in Kendall Yards. And I don't know if you know about the weather yesterday. Holy cow, was it? I mean, that was the perfect night market weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Not hot, not cold, no rain.
It appeared as if there were a million cars.
Sure.
In the neighborhood. They were parked everywhere. People were walking to the, and I'm driving out of it. And I'm like, I just feel like I'm going the wrong way. I feel like I'm.
Go back.
Everybody wants to be here. And I'm just leaving. And by the time I got home, it was just about the end of it. I was going to go over. And then I was like, nah, I don't want to. So I didn't, but producer
Steve.
What
time does that end?
8 o'clock. I think it's 5 to 8.
Okay.
And that's 8's loose.
Right, sure.
You know, if you're in line for food or you're, they're pretty
that's
good.
That's fair.
About it.
I like that, actually, yeah.
Producer Steve, are you a night market person? Have you ever been to such a thing?
Have you ever gone out at night?
It's a good question.
it's relatively fair, I think.
Oh, man,
yes. Curious. You have gone out at night.
Wow.
Good for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Weekday night?
Yeah. I'm going out.
Steve.
You want me to bring you the thunder, the lightning?
Okay.
Would you be interested in the night market? Do you have any idea what that even is?
I mean, I assume it's just a market at night.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
It's actually K-N-I-G-H-T, and everybody dresses up like one.
Yes.
Oh, is that what happens?
Uh-huh.
It is.
Oh. Off to buy some armor, then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what is it? Is it different than
that's
what I'm thinking
it is? You know, you wear your helmet and your suit of armor and your chain mail, and off you go.
Man, when I go over there all dressed up, I'm going to be so embarrassed.
And you're like, night market, right? Actually, that'd be so
that'd be
great.
Funny.
That would be
that
so
would be
great.
Funny.
That would be awesome. You just happen to have a suit of armor laying around.
Yeah, Steve, it's just a bunch of vendors on the street, and they all have their stuff that they sell and do. And then there's a lot of, you know, food trucks, that type of thing, live music.
Okay, so why are you getting mad at me for saying what it is?
No one got mad at you.
No, we just were having fun. Just enjoying the
show.
Like
it's a market at night, which is fairly true, except for most markets usually don't have you know, food trucks and live bands.
And it and starts at what time, Kev?
Five to eight?
5 to 8-ish. Okay, yeah.
That's the Kindergarten one. There's so many great ones around our area, too.
Yeah, it's just a Wednesday thing, or it's a...
Wednesday nights, yep. Okay. All summer long.
All right.
The other one that's great is, man, Post Falls and Coeur d'Alene, they do the Live at 5? Is that what it's called?
In the park?
Yeah, they do them in different parks. There's the one that is at in Coeur d'Alene, and that one's huge.
Oh, I think I was talking to someone about that this weekend.
It's a real fun one.
Live After 5?
Live After 5. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they do it in Post Falls some too, and those are a good time.
Yeah, I love those events.
Steve, that's,
in the
I
summer.
Just want you to find one that you love,
yeah,
and make it your weekly deal. Just like, hey, every Thursday I go to Coeur d'Alene for the blank.
Weekly.
Yeah, the only bad part is the Live After 5 apparently is also on Wednesdays, Kev. Which it's kind of a bummer they're on the same day.
I thought one was on Thursday.
I don't know. I'm just looking at their Facebook page. You have a Facebook page.
Yeah, no, I think it is on Wednesday.
Oh boy.
And no, I mean, no offense to the Kinder Yards night market, but it doesn't quite compare to the size of
the
Coeur d'Alene.
And the fact that it's near the lake and all that. So, yeah. Well, I mean, Steve, this is your new goal, I guess, huh?
What's the parking situation in Coeur d'Alene?
Well, they have
these
asphalt areas, and then they have lines on them, and then you drive your car on there, and that's what it's like.
It's a pretty good-sized parking lot.
So you're saying, okay. And do they have enough room where I can change into my armor, or where do I have to do that?
I think you should wear it while driving.
Okay.
Seems safe.
Yeah, now that one's not called a night market, so be careful, but
yeah, that's true.
You want to only wear that to Kendall Yard.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Steve is, I don't know if you don't like to drive, or if you're just like very... aware of carpooling, or I don't understand where your mind is on that, but Steve has an event on Saturday where he's going to be in Idaho. And he goes, hey, Jay, our promotions guy goes, hey, Jay, who's doing the thing on Saturday? I go, that's Steve. And he goes, oh, let me guess. He's going to need a ride because it's in Idaho. And I don't know if it's because, what is the reason? Is it because you just like carpooling, or you're just like, I'm not going to waste my gas? Either one's not really, it's not like it's a bad answer.
It's both.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it? See, because I don't understand. Like, you went to Coeur d'Alene last weekend and did a remote broadcast from 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're in Coeur d'Alene.
Correct.
And the fact that you didn't want to take your car and stay there for a while just blew my mind.
Well, he's going to get blown again today or this weekend, Kevin, because he's not going to do it again.
And where will he be this weekend?
He's in Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, in Coeur d'Alene again?
Yeah, 10 to 1. And then this Saturday? The weather in Coeur d'Alene
at
1 o'clock in the afternoon when it's like 78 degrees and sunny?
Yeah, you almost have to.
It's almost like it's a crime.
You almost got to stay there.
Well, do I need to change my plans?
Yeah, I think so.
What were your other plans for the day?
Oh, I don't know.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you gain weight over the holidays? Yes or no?
Kevin James.
No.
You didn't gain any weight over the holidays?
No.
Not a lick, not a pound, not an ounce. Do you do yours in ounces?
I do.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, if you're not yet a Coyote Country Club VIP, you can text the letters VIP to 509-441-0999. We'll send you a link. And you're going to want to do it because on Monday, we're going to start drawing for all those concert tickets that are in there. And there is a ton of them in there. It's just kind of a way for you to have another chance to go to these shows because people are like, I can't get through. And that's legit. Yeah. So yeah, it's another way for you to win. So if you haven't become a VIP yet, it's free, it's easy, it's fast. So just text VIP to 509-441-0999 and we'll shoot you back a link.
Love it.
Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. I don't know what is happening in New York. Jimmy Fallon had this last night.
Couldn't have picked a better time to be in New York City.
The Northeast is bracing for an invasion of giant venomous spiders that can parachute through the air.
What?
What?
Giant venomous spiders that can parachute through the air?
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
It's all over.
I mean, I don't know what we're doing with that, but... Like, we should have, I mean, what do? Just walk around with an umbrella so your venomous spider doesn't land on your head?
I don't like any of this.
That is terrible. Let's see what else I have. Jelly Roll. You heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him a lot.
I'm not sure if you've heard this about Jelly Roll.
I'll let y'all know if we can keep this part in, because if we can, this will be the biggest clip of this show.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I are talking about having a baby. And it really what made me realize at almost 40, I was like, that means I got to live to at least 60. I got to see this kid into college. Like, and my plan was never to be 60. It was to be like 55.
I think so. Yeah, he wants to live to be 60, and he's thinking about having a baby.
Yeah, I saw that, that headline. And good for Jelly. I mean, I think it's that thing where you just start to realize, the way I was living was not... He wasn't planning on living long. He was just planning on living hard. And now he's like, life's real good. I should probably live long, not just hard.
Yeah, things have... He's gotten better at a lot of things. And, I mean, how many times a day would Jelly Roll cry if he has a baby?
Oh, Lord.
Like 100?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that, Jay. That would be unreal.
So emotional about everything. Also, we were talking about what Theo Vaughn yesterday was doing, his impression of Jelly doing his, you know, his acceptance speeches at all the award shows and everything. And this guy... his name is Jeremiah, and he's a stand-up comedian, and they had Jelly on, and I might have been an SNL skit. I'm not even sure what it was, but he had a little parody for Jelly, and I'll play it as soon as it starts in 3, 2, 1.
All right. 'Cause I only Taco Bell when I need some flavor. And I only Baja Blast use it as a chaser. Chalupa till I die. People ask me why, 'cause I wanna save her. 'Cause I only Taco Bell when I need some flavor. And God, I need some flavor.
Wow.
Well, I only Taco Bell when I need a flavor.
And then Jelly does
just
it.
Plays right along.
And it's different when he does it, man. I mean, it was pretty good. And then you're like, oh, okay, well then Jelly starts singing, and you're like, that's just different.
It's just different.
Yeah.
Nothing like getting a parody song with the guy who sings the song to sing it.
Right.
That's different. That's next level.
That is a little different.
It's like when those celebrities do impressions of other celebrities in front of them.
And they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits differently for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know safari parks? You ever been to one, Kevin? Like they have... The one that my family always went to is like Bear Country.
Yeah, I've heard of them, but never been to one.
Rapid City, South Dakota. Well, this one is, you drive through. I think it was in Texas. And, they're like giraffes, right? They're just right there on the street. And you just drive your car by.
Real life safari, man.
Yeah, and you can feed them. And there's pickup trucks. And this is different because, like, Bear Country, they make sure you keep your windows up and they keep you in the car because they're bears.
Yeah, and I think you're probably supposed to in the safari, too, and nobody ever listens.
Yeah, so this mom is in the back of the pickup, and she has a, like, maybe 2 to 3-year-old child, and she's going to feed the giraffe.
We stopped to feed the giraffes, and I turned around to look out the back window, and I saw the giraffe kind of digging around right there, and then it just grabbed her, and I didn't see her no more.
Yeah, grabbed her kid, and here's what it sounded like from.
Oh, I thought the giraffe ate the lady.
My the wife was in the back, and she was videoing. More.
You want to feed the giraffe? Feed him. Look, feed him. Come here. Look. Oh, look. Oh.
The giraffe picks up the child, like. It's trying to eat the food because the kid's holding the food very close to her body and grabs her by the shirt. And there's somebody filming from behind, like 2 cars behind. And also you see the giraffe just pick this child up.
How high?
Well, the mom grabbed the kid by the leg and pulled her back down. But as they're, it's pretty high. It's a giraffe. But mom was able to just barely get a hold of the kid's leg. And you can tell the giraffe is like nuzzling the child's like stomach, trying to get to the bag. And then you can tell when mom realizes, it's not funny anymore.
Look, feed him. Come here.
Like right here, she's like, this is so cute.
Oh, look. Oh.
That noise of.
Hey.
You have my child.
Man, the kid doesn't deserve it, but. I was even one of those parents who are that oblivious to the fact.
I mean, honestly,
you have food for a wild animal?
I don't get like. It. I never understood it.
Yeah,
it's the one not you always see right. Every year at Yellowstone, where it's like, you know, a bear, or there's like, yeah. Oh yes, look, there's a bison. We're over here. We're gonna try to feed the bison ice cream cones. This is gonna be great.
Up to him.
Yeah. Oh, he's trampled me to death. I don't understand.
Right.
Well, it's wild animal, guys. Yeah, don't do that.
Weirdest thing.
Also, is this good news for Steve? This lady says the weirder or the more unusual a person is, the better.
Daddies are always worried about coming off too weird with a girl, but honestly, if it's me, the weirder, the better. I love a guy that can be weird. And that is hot.
That's hot. Steve, it's hot.
What are you saying, Jay?
I don't know. I just was curious.
You saying I'm weird?
Okay. The weirder, the better. I love a guy that can be weird. And that is hot.
Yep, it's hot.
And that is hot.
H-A-W-T?
And that's your audio vault for a Thursday. It is the 6th day of June, 2024. Hey, we're going to qualify somebody for Free Fuel Friday. You know, we're going to make a drawing tomorrow for $500 worth of free fuel. We'll qualify you in about 8 minutes. All right? So it's
perfect.
Your chance to get into the drawing for tomorrow's $500.
The two-minute topic.
Hit it, Kevin.
Oh, these are those things that we talk about and we think, you know, that's something we should do on the show. And then Steve says, well, I don't think we can make that a whole segment.
Right.
And then we said, well, okay, what if we just made it a two-minute topic? We put 2 minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
And boom, just like that, real simple.
Boom.
All you have to do is talk about it for 2 minutes. The little buzzer goes off, and right. We move on to the next topic. That the topic we had will be gone forever.
Forever and ever, amen, yeah.
So our first two-minute topic today is, what is your favorite song right now, your favorite country song right now? Like on the you know,
2 minute topic.
Steve, favorite song?
I think, excuse me.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know what happened there. I think I'm going to go with the new Dasha song. I like her
Dasha?
Voice.
Dasha's song? Dasha. Yeah, that is a good song. Yeah. It's very, very catchy.
Boy, have you seen any interviews or anything with her, Steve?
I saw her on, was she on Kimmel?
Okay.
I think
she's real likable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a radio interview or something with some of her. Someone who she was friends with, and I was like, okay, she's young, but she's very likable.
Yeah, the song Austin is the song you're referring to.
Yeah,
absolutely. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it was the whiskey flowing, were you in my fight? Yeah, that's very, very catchy. Love that song.
I love catchy things.
Kevin?
This is wild that we're going to go back-to-back ladies here, but...
Ladies?
The Ashley Cook song, It Ain't My Place. I love the sound of that.
Yeah, your place.
I mean, I enjoy the Morgan and Post song right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Kane Brown that's out, too, that I really like.
Miles on it. Yeah, that's
Miles
a great song,
it. Oh,
man.
It's good.
Woo,
yeah.
Doggy.
Jay, what do you got?
Oh, man, that song was mine for a very long time, Kevin, and I love that song. But I think probably the Post and Morgan song right now is the most catchy, but it was kind of a toss-up because I really, really like the Bulletproof, the song Bulletproof. Do you know which one that one is?
Bulletproof.
Let me grab it real quick here.
Who is it by?
Nate.
Oh, Nate Smith. Oh, yeah, geez. Oh, Nate Smith. He's good. I like it. That's I tried, Jen. I tried.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Oh, 2 minutes are up. Dang it. Well, can't play it. You know what it sounds like.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah. All right, I'll just give you a little.
2 minutes is up.
Let me give you that.
I tried Jen. Great answer.
Yeah, it's a really good song. Really, really good song. All right, next one, Kevin.
The 2 minute topic.
How do you like your eggs, and how do you like your steak?
All right. Steve.
Do we answer both at the same time?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right. Scrambled, medium rare.
Scrambled, medium rare.
That surprises me that you're a medium rare guy.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Didn't you expect more of a medium well?
For sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, Steve, just because you're...
Well, because he likes scrambled eggs.
And you like to play it safe, you know?
Well, hard-boiled's not bad.
Oh, hard boiled. I never even thought about that one. That is good, though.
Neither, yeah.
I do like a good hard boiled egg.
Oh, wow. Kevin?
I think I like my eggs over easy. And I like my steak, yeah, medium rare for sure.
Medium rare, yeah.
Yeah.
I support that.
I'm just going to make everybody in the world extremely mad. Over easy for the eggs, Kevin, so I'm right there with you. And then medium well on the steak. And they're like, you won't even eat it. Just throw it in the trash. You burned it. And I'm like, don't like.
Well, and I think it depends on the place, too, right? If you go to a genuine steak place.
They can make it the right way without trying it out.
Where they know how to do it.
That's,
yeah.
100% right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
If you say medium rare some places, the problem is it usually is more medium well anyways.
Yeah. And also, by the way, if you say medium well, a lot of places will just make it medium. Because they don't want to burn it.
Oh, okay. See, I always thought
it was
the opposite.
You know what I mean? It goes reverse, where I find, like, if I say medium, sometimes it's undercooked. And I really like it medium. But if I go medium well, they will just make sure that, you know, it's under. Because they're thinking, well, if it's under, I can always bring it back and do it a little bit more.
That's true. It's hard to go the other way.
But, yeah. So I find if I say that, then I get more medium.
Interesting.
Thank you.
The 2-Minute Topic.
It is.
What is your sweet spot for beginning to wear shorts? Like, when do you...
Ooh,
when
from
do you
the
go,
waist down.
You know what? It's short season.
Short season. Oh, boy. Steve?
I mean, I would say, like, June 15th.
Oh, you're going by
you're
date?
Go a date.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Okay.
Or
risky.
Or, like, 73.
73 is nice. Yeah.
So it's nice enough this weekend, you'd wear shorts.
Maybe on Saturday.
Yeah.
My event that I'm doing.
Do it. Yeah. I dare you.
I want to see Steve in shorts so bad, and I don't know why.
You want to see my chicken legs?
I just want to see your legs.
Yeah. How pale do those look right now?
Yeah.
Yep, I imagine. That's right. Yeah.
I used to be a lot more crazy about this.
Oh, man, yeah.
But I think now I'm kind of more of a... Yeah, 50 degrees.
Your short season used to be daytime.
Yeah, it just didn't matter.
Right.
Daytime.
And now, here's the thing. If it's anything on the ground that might be slippery, I will not wear shorts.
Oh.
I'm just too afraid of falling.
Okay.
And,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay, I understand what you're saying, yeah. Does that count rain? Because rain's not really.
Nah, not rain.
Okay.
And rain.
What about 50? If it's 50, I'll wear shorts.
Mine depends on which part of the season we're in. Like, in the spring... Sometimes 60 feels hot because it's been 40 and I'm like, it's 50 degrees. I'm in the backyard and I've got shorts on and I'm like sweating. Now, if it's fall and it's 50, I'm like, oh, that's a little chilly. But it's still, I'm going to go. Did you say 50?
I did.
I'm going to say, I don't want to do the same answer. So I'm going to say 51.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. I don't want to be, I don't want to copycat you. I don't want to be like, hey, you know what?
I really meant,
think for yourself.
I meant 48. I just rounded up.
Okay, I'll go 50 then. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.